Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're living in an era where God is testing us to determine whether or not we're going to faith Him or we're going to live in fear. We just talked about, before the top of the hour break, about the radical, wicked mind that went into a grocery store and shot 13 people, killed 10. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize what we're seeing in society today. As though that's not enough, ladies and gentlemen, we're told by some that some of the nation's top economists are telling us now that we are facing a major inflation and a major, 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 major depletion of the products that we need to live on. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, ex-Goldman Sachs CEO warns Americans need to be prepared for an economic recession. Now, that sounds a little bit eerie, doesn't it? And it makes a lot of folks fearful today. But the scripture is very clear that my God's going to supply all of our needs through the riches in Christ Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says former Goldman Sachs CEO Lord Blankenstein said that people should be prepared for an economic recession amid elevated inflation and record high gas prices. The article further says that he says Americans should brace for a very dim, his words, not mine, very dim economic future. Some of the poorest Americans will feel the worst effects of the inflation, he said, adding that a recession is very, 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 a very, very high risk factor, end quote. So what do you do, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the grocery store and the groceries you need's not on the shelf? What do you do when you go to the grocery store and you find that what was $2 is now $4? What do you do when you go to the gas pump to get gasoline and you find that it's $5 and $6 and $7 a gallon? It takes faith to trust God and to realize that He's going to meet all of our needs. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that God is saying to a nation, you've got to faith me and you've got to trust me, and you need not fear what the world says, but faith and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question and the comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you for your program. Yes, it's heartrending. Very heartrending and painful to watch this great country going the way it's going. But as we're looking at that, we're full aware of the powers of darkness, the forces of hell, as united come together, as I heard one, you know, that the enemy, our arch enemy, Satan, he lost the battle at the resurrection, and he realized it, and realizes that time is running out on him. And he's raising up all hell to scare us, as you say, and to do it. But thank God, we know we have a commitment. We know who has won the battle. We know who has the victory. And we just, it's only a matter of time. He's doing all that he can do now in the final moments that he has. But this great country, America. I am so disappointed when I really look at how it has been. I think we have been playing with evil, and of course I blame the church, that the church has given place to the powers of darkness and the forces of hell for America to reach where it has reached. And our leaders not making any mistake, or they're not naive or stupid. They're doing exactly what they intend to do. They're achieving their goal. They're heading the power with the powers of darkness guiding them, and with our puppet in the White House, they are having the way and tremendous victory. The only time they can rise up to talk about gun control is mass shooting. Mm-hmm. Mass shooting. You're saying earlier, and you just can't help connecting it, as if people are manipulating things, nurturing things to get where they're getting. If they have information about this young man and they have it, they do nothing about, and it's like they're willfully nurturing. They allow drugs in the culture. You allow teaching the mosque, you know, teaching them to hate Americans, hate Jews, hate Christians, all of that going on in the mosque. Are we not paying attention to it? And we'll open up the young people to drug abuse, destroy their minds and mentality, and they get easy. And we see them coming up, as but Pastor Davis was saying, that these people declare themselves should have been taken care of. The same thing happened in that school shooting in Coral Springs, where so many lost their lives, young people, and it's terrible. This weekend, look, America, you couldn't expect a country. But we know that the plan of Marxism is to divide and conquer, and we know that racism is the biggest thing that they can use. The teaching of critical race theory in the schools, all of it is part of the agenda to divide and set the people hating one another and build up this racism thing, and to use it to divide it and to get the control that they're working on. So
you're exactly right in what you're saying. If I can jump in for just a moment. If I were a betting person, and I'm not, I would say that this radical, this young man, this one that has a wicked, wicked heart that pulled the trigger on that rifle to shoot the people, I believe without any equivocation, he was taught the critical race theory in his classroom. He was taught that America is bad, that Hitler was good, and all of this was being taught, and he is simply the product of what's being taught in the indoctrination and the brainwashing system in our public educational arena today.
That's right. And the only time they can jump on the gun control is this mass shooting. As if, you know, it's so stupid and naive. Guns don't go out and do anything. Is the person behind it? And they give them an opportunity to work. And this is what they do in all countries. Watch the same process of what is happening, in America. Watch it happen to the third world country that I grew up in. The same promoting lawlessness, hatred of the police, the indiscipline, and everything, just exactly this is what they do in all the countries that they take control of, and people lose their freedom, and these people. The global world, or whatever, is to China to rise to supremacy, Russia, or the global, we know we're heading for the global, we know it's going there. A strong America cannot fit into it. So America has got to be destroyed, and this is what they have been working on.
Lily, you're spot on with what you're saying, exactly right, and the goal is, Lily, the goal is to undermine, tear down, and destroy the constitutional republic called America. We need to recognize that as Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots, and we need to pray and seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. Lily, thank you so much for your call. You're spot on with what you've said, and it's a blessing to hear you. Thank you so much, and you have a blessed day. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question to comment, please.
I'm just going to put in my 2 cents worth today. You know, first off, we've got a lot of chaos in the world. We've got a lot of confusion in the world. Obviously, we know that God is not the author of confusion, according to the scripture. And there's a lot of fear and apprehension out there, whether you're watching the stock market or the southern border, the devaluation of the dollar, the inflation, the criminal aspects, throughout our nation. There's a lot of fear. But for the believer, God's not given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. It is amazing to me the lunacy of the left and how justice is so very perverted with this most recent heinous act where 10 folks were killed and the racial elements have been injected. You know, immediately they're investigating at a local level, at a federal level, the scream for hate crimes and everything else. This man in that jurisdiction is not even capable of having his life being taken away. They will sentence him to probably 10 or 20 or 30 life sentences at the end of the day, stacking all the charges up. You go, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? It's kind of silly, isn't it? You know, if you tell a person, hey, I'm going to take away everything you have times 10, does it change the sentence? Then the really inverse, perverse element of all of this is when you sentence a person to life in prison, you have truly sentenced the culture to provide for that person's every need until the day they die. And literally, you have folks having all sorts of provision being made for them. And I'm going to switch gears and switch tracks for just a second. You have illegal aliens that are having baby formula provided for them today. Yes. Where an American citizen cannot walk in many jurisdictions and many locations, cannot walk in and buy off the shelf, even at an exorbitant price, can't buy off of the shelf baby formula. However, illegal aliens are having it given to them, and the same person that would like to buy it for their own child, for their own infant, matter of fact, life may be in jeopardy in some cases, extreme cases, but they can't buy it. Their same tax dollars are being used to buy it and to send it to some illegal alien facility, some NGO, some non-governmental organization. And we're also packaging it up, putting it on airplanes and on boats, and sending it overseas. This is the way our government truly perverts things. Justice is perverted in this nation.
You're exactly right. Greg, would you say that what we're looking at is an orchestrated plan of the federal government at every aspect of it to undermine and destroy American sovereignty? I'm looking at an article that says Biden's move to World Health Organization health care sovereignty over America. The Biden administration has proposed amendments to the World Health Organization regulations that would give the United Nations Agency Director General unilateral authority to declare a health emergency at any time in the United States. The International Human Regulations Amendment will be subject to the votes of upcoming annual meeting of the World Health Organization governing body on May the 22nd in Geneva, Switzerland. And it goes on to talk about under the new regulations, the Director General could at any time, without any notice, declare an emergency in the United States if it's determined to be the protection of the health. Glenn, Greg? What this is literally saying is that as of May the 22nd, Joe Biden's meeting with, on a global basis, international level, is going to surrender the sovereignty of the United States of America to the blue-helmeted police that will police the streets if necessary in America to mandate a national lockdown and a forced mandate of injections of some vaccine purportedly to help our health. That's going to be released and turned over to the United Nations, and that's another aspect of what we see with the push for the feds to basically surrender American sovereignty to the hands of the United Nations or a global governance that we see. Do you see that being a part of what is happening with this? Is there a reason that America should lose its health sovereignty and allow the World Health Organization to be in control?
Well, as much as the left globally believes that they are advancing their authoritarian, their totalitarian, their fascist system, the orchestration is at such a high level that I would say it's the scripture says this, that we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. And I won't quote the whole text, but the reality is this is spiritually wicked. This is spiritually wicked. These individuals, whether the World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, United Nations, right on down the list. And if you don't believe it's wicked, understand that as the truth was trying to be exposed by folks on the internet, WHO, their standards were used to basically squelch. They were, you know, Twitter, Facebook, different platforms used WHO standards to squelch anything that did not agree with the World Health Organization, while at the same time, Boutros, or whatever his name is, in bed with, you know, the World Health Organization leader, in bed with China, refused to allow any information that would lead back to China being responsible, back to the Wuhan laboratory being responsible. Essentially, it was a complete blockade against exposing the truth, and these same individuals now are being given more and more and more authority, and if Biden and company get their way, they'll be given supreme authority over the autonomy of bodies and lives around the world.
Absolutely. And Greg, I'm looking at an article that says, the people who push, this is the headline, the people who push the idea of universal vaccinations are guilty of crimes against humanity. A former vice president of Pfizer Pharmaceutical made that statement. And he goes with great detail as to how this is factual and true. And yet we are going to turn over the health care mandates through the World Health Organization, which is basically totally controlled as a puppet of China, and we're going to allow them to control America's health care. I find that disingenuous to anything that's called reality, and I find it factual that the Biden administration is out to tear down and destroy the Constitutional Republic. And part of that is, Greg, I believe, I'm looking at an article that says, we're on the very precipice of a food shortage, according to a CEO on a major food production company. And it says, we're on the very precipice of a food shortage. Russia and Ukraine together produced half the fertilizer used in the United States of America. Fertilizer prices have quadrupled. Both Ukraine and Russia are major producers of the world's wheat and corn product. Together, they account for about 30% of the total global wheat, 19% of the global corn, and 80% of the global sunflower oil exports around the globe. And yet, we're talking about a major, major food shortage. And then when the CEO of Sachs says that America needs to prepare for economic recession. Food shortage, major, major calamity in relationship to what is being taught in our public school system, causing deranged minds and hearts to go out and shoot people. And yet now the food shortage, the high prices of gasoline, the turning of our health care mandates over to the World Health Organization. Greg, do you say a mindset of pushing all Americans to the place of being so fearful that they will submit and surrender to governmental authority? Is that what we see taking place?
On so many different levels and simultaneously, the economic calamity that has befallen America and will befall the world was not by accident. It was part of a plan. When you print money to the point that you expand the money supply by nearly 40% in less than 24 months, that's by design. That's undermining the currency, and it's done by design. When you shut down energy production in the United States while at the same time relieving the oligarchs that were under sanctions in the Nord Stream 2 pipeline in Russia, that's by design. It's literally strengthening Russia while weakening America and driving the cost of fuel and the cost of oil up. This morning, I believe it was at $110 a barrel. Yet again, we're hitting daily record high prices in fuel. Understand, folks won't go out and buy a $60,000, $80,000 electric car until that looks like the affordable option. You know, when your $40,000 pickup truck is running just fine, but it's costing you $6 a gallon to fill the tank, and then everything associated with the maintenance and the taxation on it going through the roof, and you go, well, I can get a tax benefit by getting this. Literally, it's forcing everyone in a certain direction. It's, as one of the Obama administration officials said, it's nudging folks. It's nudging folks the way we want them to go. And the cost associated, the devastation associated with families and what it's doing to them, what it's doing to the cost and everything going through the roof. We saw the upset within academics, individuals out of school for an entire year, businesses shut down across the United States. These things, they all flow together. We're going, why are all these things happening? Why does it seem like every front that we could possibly imagine, life is challenging, life is fearful, understand fear is the greatest motivator since the beginning of humanity. Fear is the greatest motivator. You scare somebody, you can get them to buy something. You scare somebody, you can get them to give up their rights, their freedoms, their privileges. Yes. And that's where we are. That's what's being used today to usher in that which will become the New World Order, the Antichrist system of absolute dictatorial international authoritarian controls.
And as you spoke just a few minutes earlier, Greg, that it was planned, let me read an article. The headline is the coming food shortage government engineered? And it goes on to say, since there's been some disturbing information coming forth concerning not just our food supply, but the government's involvement in creating that food shortage. These things that should never occur in a free society, and I firmly believe that under the Trump administration, would never have happened. Further in the article, it says this. Remember that Henry Kissinger, another traitor in my book, this one that's writing this, made the comment, quote, this is a quote from Henry Kissinger. Control oil and you control nations. Control food and you control the people. U.S. strategists deliberately destroyed family farming in the U.S. and abroad that led to 95% of all grain reserves in the world being under the control of six multinational agribusiness corporations. A week ago, this article says, there was a torrent of press release from global institutions all monitoring the same exact concern, food shortages within the next 3 to 6 months. End quote. It goes on to talk about Rockefeller Foundation, World Health Forum, Bank America, Biden himself, all predicting major food crisis in the near term. And it is no coincidence that the policies that these institutions and their actions perpetrate upon Americans and the politicians carry out are causing the crisis that they're now pretending that they want to protect us from. Greg, does that sound like what you and I have been talking about so long, that the government creates a problem and then to come in like a knight in shining armor said, I'm going to protect you from the problem, but never mind the fact that I created the problem?
You know, what did Ronald Reagan say? The scariest words you can hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And that's what we're seeing on every front. Literally, every single area that they offer assistance in happens to also be an area where they created chaos. They created devastation. They created problems. They stoked the fear.
It couldn't be anything but that. I'm looking at an article, and you and I have talked about this offline before. End of days food shortage, then : 25 mysterious fires at food plants across America. And it goes on to talk about that across America, 25 different mysterious fires at food production plants. Do you find that to be coincidental, or do you believe that is contrived and is perpetrated on Americans to bring about the food shortage that the government says we're going to have?
Just as I've been saying a lot recently, there's no such thing as neutrality. There's also no such thing as coincidence. And when you see two or three, you go, yeah, you know, there are thousands. But when you see dozens of food processing facilities that are seemingly under assault, you go, yeah, one or two of those, maybe three, those, that's a coincidence. But dozens? Yeah, we've got an assault. We have a planned collapse coming. And amazingly, you see folks in D.C., you know, years ago I was in the Bahamas, and folks in the Bahamas point out, you know, that house over there is owned by, you know, such-and-so representative, and, or representative so-and-so, and senator so-and-so, and right on down the list. And these folks are—they're planning to step off this island of the United States and into the Bahamas, or step off this island of the United States and into Austria or some other place. And the numbers have skyrocketed. Your multi millionaires and billionaires are planning their escape. You know, as they're creating the circumstances under which there'll be a complete collapse. They're also planning. They're George Soros types. A whole bunch of them are George Soros types. That, you know, he made his billions by shorting currencies, and then you nudge that government to the point that their currency collapses. And when you have tens of billions of dollars, you can actually nudge a lot of small governments. Well, he's been nudging our economy for decades. He poured millions and billions and billions into local district attorney's elections. Why would you do that? Well, you would do that if you want to see crime skyrocket, crime spike. I mean,
good example of that is Gaston in California, the district attorney there. Greg, I'm looking at an article that says the price America is paying for rejecting God. And we've talked about all of these issues today, and we have dozens of others that we could bring into the under the umbrella of what we're talking about. It's either faith in God or fearing based on what the government is saying. And this writer says the price America is paying for rejecting God, the actions of the secular left in pushing God out of the culture have resulted in tragic consequences. Further, the article states these tragic consequences have a lot of Americans wondering what is happening to our country. The tragedies you're seeing on a nightly news and reading about in your morning newspaper are what is happening in the country because we've rejected God. What you see all around us every day is what a godless culture and godless society looks like. How do you respond to that? Is that on track with what you and I believe?
It is, but we have a different lens to view all these things through. As there's complete chaos, we're looking at them through the prism of Scripture, and the prophecies throughout Scripture, those eschatological prophecies that tell us exactly what the last days are to look like. And you guess what? They're looking a lot like this. But for the believer, we need not be afraid. We're still in the palm of His hand. You know, it should light a fire underneath the believer to share Christ with folks that do not know Him and realize the days are short. But for the believer, again, his sovereignty is still in place. He's not lost his authority, and Satan is still on his leash. And as that Timothy text says, He's not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. We need not be caught up in the stir to the point that there's fear or anxiety or apprehension or confusion, because He has given us that power, that love, and that sound mind. So abandon the fear and the anxiety today and cling.
Absolutely. In fact, Greg, I'm looking at Psalms 46. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the depths of the sea? It goes on to talk about further that we are not going to fear regardless of what takes place. And that's what I want our audience to recall from today's broadcast. We're going to either faith God or we're going to fear the circumstances that I believe the government is contriving to bring about the collapse of the constitutional republic that we live in. Greg, we've got about 20 seconds. Give us a final thought.
As much as the entire world seems to be falling apart, God hasn't moved. He's still on His throne.
Amen.
Have no fear.
Greg, thank you for taking a moment to join us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.